Your channel started. User.
I said eagle. Oh, that's nice of you. Okay. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the meeting expectations, that means that if you have a question, you raise your hand. Like, every time, basically. Yeah, just general stuff. Should be nice, and all of that stuff. Okay. Well, drunk monkey has a question. What is it? No. Hi. So, I guess we'll then just go over the servers first? I don't know. I think we should do that first. Or maybe not. Wait, let me look at what I wrote down. Yeah, let's just go over the servers quickly first, because I don't think there will be much. Okay. So, first server, my favorite server, Jailbreak! Is there something you guys want to say about Jailbreak? We'll just start with that. Can you guys, like, raise your hand if you have something actually to say? Raise your hands. Okay. Oh, you don't have a mic. Okay. Can you guys stop typing? Because I think Grape Slushy wants to type out his thingy. Yeah, go for it, Grape Slushy. Actually, while we're typing, we can do Veritas. Oh, never mind. Yeah, we'll get that eventually. We can get around to it. Okay, Veritas.
I don't know if anybody else would think about this or like it, but maybe having throwing knives in Jailbreak?
No. Oh, yeah, right.
I got denied there. Not like, no, maybe one person just having throwing knives, like one T at a time. Like, not all of them.
Yeah, when I join the server, I get a throwing knife, no one else.
Like, I mean, like, one person at a time, like, each round to help, you know, rebelling T's.
Do you guys want to vote on this? Okay. You know what? You can spam yes or no in chat. For yes, I want throwing knives. No, I don't want throwing knives.
Looks like a no.
Yeah, it looks like quite a lot of no's. And the yeses are like from one to two persons. People.
Oh, well. Okay.
Sorry, Veritas.
It's okay.
I didn't think a lot of people would like it, to be honest. Because it's kind of iffy. If you get what I mean.
I still love you guys.
Okay. So, but no, it's a good suggestion. I'm happy someone comes up with something. I mean, who knows? Maybe one day, right? When I, like, go crazy and stuff. I'll just put that on there. Okay, Drunken Monkey raised his hands. Drunk Monkey. I'm going to say Drunken Monkey. I'll grant you talk power. Okay, no other serious questions for the server? No? Great, wonderful. Never mind. Okay, I think JT2K actually has a good one, so. Go for it, you have talk power if you want to talk. When we move to another server host, because it's kind of the server host fault, which will be brought up later in the meeting. So, yeah. I mean, if you want me to go over it, like, quickly, it's that basically, like, the files somehow go corrupt on the server, and then someone needs to manually, like, run a fix over them, like, fix them, basically. So the files have to be re-downloaded, and basically the server has to be reinstalled every time, like, something goes wrong. That's like once a day or every 2 days or something. So, yeah.
Wait, is this minigames?
And Jailbreak too. They both have the issue. Yeah. So yeah, that's basically the problem. So it can run a fix, and I asked NFO, and they're basically claiming that's our fault. But I mean, I don't see how you can corrupt server files if you don't do anything with them. I mean, and Jailbreak is a server I think I only have access to, and I know I don't put stupid stuff on Jailbreak that would cause that. And like it happened from day to day. So I'm not sure what's up with it, but I can only think that somehow, like, the server corrupts itself or something, maybe a bad hard drive or something like that. So, but I'm not really sure what's wrong, and I cannot be, which is basically why we're also changing hosts. So, but more on that later. So, another question, I think Cyclops has one. If you need talk power, I'll give it to you if you type in chat. I don't know. I think I saw someone with the name Cyclops. Yeah, that's the number. You have talk power, Cyclops. In case you need
it. I was wondering about possibly making smoke grenades into, like, drug grenades. Smoke grenades are pretty useless now on Jailbreak.
Well, I was actually thinking about making, I don't know if that's a drug grenade, but I was thinking about making it slow people down. Like, I would say a frost grenade or something.
That's more like
RPG stuff. Yeah, and I make it so it doesn't actually smoke.
They have those for, like, zombie escape servers and stuff like that, like pre-made ones.
Yeah,
you could probably
I was actually planning on making two separate nades because I really don't like flashbangs on Jailbreak. I mean, it's just annoying whenever someone throws a flashbang, right? Mostly it's annoying. Way bored. Like, unless it's on this topic, then raise it again. But yeah, I was planning on making it so flashbangs don't flash anymore, and then make it so smoke grenades don't smoke anymore. And then, like, give them some other functionality. Like, and maybe something like that. But Cyclops, can you make a forum post about that, and then see what people think about that?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Just put your own ID there. Okay. Then Born has something to add. And he has talk power. Yay.
So basically, this is not to do with Jailbreak, but this has to do with the Nate thing. So a bunch of us was, like, including you, were in, like, the server earlier today, the Free for All server, and we were all jamming it out there, having fun, and we talked to me and Roxas mentioned it about if we can have the server after the event still, maybe we can, like, add some freeze grenades and stuff like that in there.
Okay.
If we can have that server.
But that's another server, okay. Talk about it when we get to that server, because I actually want to talk about it too. So now there are no other questions for Jailbreak, I take it. I don't know. I hope you guys like that idea, but he'll post, like, Cyclops will post a topic on the grenades thingy, and then you guys can post what you feel about that on that topic. Yay. Okay, no other questions. Great, wonderful. Next server. I mean, if you want to know what Jailbreak is, it's a server where the CTs roleplay as guards and the Ts roleplay as prisoners, so. So, next server, minigames. Anyone has questions about minigames? Well, that has a manager, so.
I still run it, I just don't wear my tags. I just don't have the manager tag on anymore. Just thought I'd clear that up.
So go for it. Well,
what do you mean? Do you want me to run this?
Well, if you want to say something about the server, something you changed, something.
No, I haven't changed anything. I'm just saying I'm still managing it. Because people say, "Oh, Shen, who's managing it now?"
Okay. Well, if you want, you can handle this yourself. This part. I mean, I guess you're in the best position to answer questions about it if people ask them. So, Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
You can do it. You can run the meeting.
Okay. Well, I don't mean the whole meeting, but okay. So, Grape Slushy has a question. Habibi has a question. Beacon Drogo has a question. And Grape has a question. Already has talk power.
Alright.
Wait, 1 second. Grape has the first question. So, can you remove guns from the RTD list? Too much pre-MG spawn killing. Ben, what do you say about that?
Make a vote on the forums and we will vote on it. Because we're a democratic community.
Suppose that works. Yeah, and RTD is disabled on some maps, right, Chen-Li? Because I was like, oh yeah. My god, yay, I'm gonna RTD, and then I was like, oh my god, RTD is disabled.
Yeah, on course maps and...
Yeah, but I wanted to shoot people, because I don't like course maps.
Then you shouldn't play a course map instead of ruining it for everybody else who's on the server.
I'm just joking, Warcraft.
Half the time it's completely pointless, because on a course map, everybody's all on one team. So you wouldn't even be able to shoot anybody.
Oh, that sucks.
What about, like, you know, 3k
counter? Oh, let's make an mini games free-for-all server on course maps, okay. Just to annoy all of you.
That's
a horrible idea.
Great idea.
Okay, so no, but other people had questions, and Vanister too. So, so Born had a question? No, I don't think Born had a question, I just haven't revoked his talk power yet. So Habibi had a question.
Yeah. You know when we do, like, the course maps, you got, like, a whole, like, race and stuff? I feel like, we could take out the spawn kill. Because you're running around the map regardless the whole time.
Huh? How do you mean spawn kill?
Like, after a while, the spawn, starts killing off people.
But that is a map feature, and yeah. if you want to do some fancy coding, then you can remove that, but...
Oh, yeah, that's spawn rape, isn't it?
I mean, right. Honestly, I think it's annoying too. Like, even when I joined something like a Saw map or something, you know, like, it's basically a course map, right? I think so. So, and then, like, if you join in late, it just kills you. I think that's a bit stupid because you don't, like, it doesn't break anything if you get in late, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. But...
Alright, I was just wondering.
I'll write it down. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, I think it would just be an improvement unless I'm missing something. Guys?
No, that's good.
Okay, wait, I'll just write it down and I'll discuss it afterwards with the server managers. Was it again? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, 1 second, that rep, we're not on another server, we're on minigames. So, Ben Fenster had a question. Go for it. I think we've voted over this so many times before, and I don't think it's going away. So, I don't think so. So next person, I think that was Recon Drogo. Recon, you had a question about minigames? Yeah. I think you just have to suggest some maps, and I don't think there will be a big issue in adding them, right? Tell me if it's different.
Well, the last map we tried to break broke the server for a couple of days, so I'm not sure.
Well, I would recommend that people always test out the maps themselves, and then before someone puts a map on the server, they test it out themselves. So, I mean, but we are open to putting maps on minigames, right?
Yes.
Okay. So make a topic on the forum suggesting the maps you want, and make sure you've tested out those maps yourself. And I've said this before too, for like a lot of servers. And then we'll put the map on the server if we like it to. And by that I mean like if the map is half decent. Okay? Okay. Wonderful. So okay, Recon, just put it on the forums. I want this map on minigames. And anyone else can do that. Yay. So Drunk Monkey had a question. Yeah, we get it, Jima. I've seen it before. Drunken Monkey. You're okay for now, okay. That wrap. Are we talking about the original DayZ server?
If you paid attention, you'd know.
Yeah, so no other minigames questions? And are you planning something for minigames? Isn't there something people should know about?
No. I'm actually going away for a week.
Okay. Is there something about the manager's too that we have to tell you guys?
I like that minigame the best.
Nice. Do you want me to talk about managers?
No, we'll go over the servers first.
Okay.
Okay, is there a question about B-Hop? Want more course maps, suggest them on the forums, please. But is there a question about B-Hop? I mean, it apparently has a timer, so yay for that. No questions for B-Hop? Okay, wonderful. If you don't know what B-Hopping is, you can Google that. Yay! Okay, next is the horror server. Does anyone have a question about the horror server? Which is a Gmod server? What is it? Is someone good at explaining what it is? I'll give them talk power. Okay, Roxies, you can explain what it is. Go for it. Time to shine.
Well, it's basically kind of riddles. You have to... On the map, you go through... Puzzles. Horrible at it. I'm bad at explaining. I came on when he was testing it out. It's basically just a bunch of jump scares, and you have to get to the end of the map solving a couple of puzzles.
Renault can explain it. He's an admin.
Yeah, Renault's played it more than me.
Well, if people stop typing so much, I could actually click on his name and give him talk power, but...
So basically, it's just a co-op, just Gary's mod server. A bunch of maps are in the rotation, people can vote on the maps, and they just work together to try and get to the end of the map. That's pretty much it. And there's jump scares, there's
and everyone prop
puzzles,
kills.
Like you said, riddles, and everyone prop kills, yeah. So, yeah. Pretty much it.
Okay. Great, thank you. No other questions, I take it. I don't think there are any serious questions. Oh, okay, wonderful. ETT. Any question about that server? There's something you want to know about TTT. There's nothing anyone wants to know about TTT? Okay, then I'll tell you it's a great server. Well, is the crashing fixed, Shenli? Do you know anything about that?
I haven't been on.
Yeah, it is more or less.
There we go. Grape Slushy has a question. Grape Slushy crashes once he joins the server. Well, maybe it's like a client-side issue.
Yeah, the server was redone by Semi in the last while. I don't know if he's in here right now, but anyway, he switched everything to basically vanilla, so he made it all pretty classic because the amount of skins we had and everything like that was giving people problems. Plus, the population has jumped since that's been taken off, obviously, because you know, people randomly wanting to join with not so great a computer sees vanilla and they think they don't have as much to download. So it's been booming in population, and the crashing stopped as well. I know Semi's still working on it right now, but I mean, it's going good.
Okay, great, wonderful. No other questions? Raise hands. You can only join TTT through stream friends, or is... Well, if it's something only you have, that's probably you and not the server. I mean, unless you know, like, 500 people who have the same issue, then that's probably a server issue, but... Okay, probably your end then, Cyclops. Okay. So, last listed server. Oh, never mind. Is that doable? Wait, how many slots does it have now? Well, you know what?
I don't even know.
32. 26. Well, it says... Oh, sorry. I was reading on the server. Well... I think once we get, like, the new dedicated server, if we get a new one, when we get the new one, when or if, and if, I don't know. So, when we get a new dedicated server, right, and dump our old one, then we'll up the slots to, like, I don't know, how many? 42, would that be too much?
No, I think
we want 64 jailbreak.
Okay, well, something in the 40s then, I don't know, it doesn't matter that much to me. Can be 45?
45 is pretty good. I think 45 is pretty good.
Anything higher than that in regards to TTT would be a bit too much.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think it's a bit like jailbreak, or it's like roleplay, and I don't know, like...
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. So, like, if we get, when we get to new server, it'll be 48 slots. If I forget, and if that doesn't change, then you guys can remind me. Yay! Okay. So, the last server, if no one has any more questions? No, you didn't. Drunk Monkey, are we talking about the CSS FFA server? No, we're not. Yeah, so last listed server. So, the cinema server. Do you guys have a question about that? Honestly, I've not seen anyone in it since last meeting.
I think we need to have a movie night.
It's because the one website you could use on there to watch almost any movie you want is no longer supported by cinema because it has viruses on it. So, nobody goes in there anymore because you can't do anything. How else am I supposed to legally watch movies?
In any way?
They updated it as in that website is no longer there, and that was the one website you could use for movies.
So, it's basically...
I went in there to watch something a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't there, and I was like, oh, okay, servers we should just get rid of.
Thank you. So,
is
Eagle.
It a dead game mode, do you think?
Well, I don't know.
Not
I think,
really a game mode.
I think we should just keep it around. You know, I know there are, like, 100 websites where you can watch, like, illegal movies.
But you can only
them.
But you can only do what it lets you. You can only do websites
yeah, I
that
know.
Are set up for it.
But... If someone wants to, like, go in the source code and edit that in, or, like, they at some other website, then I suppose that would work. I don't know. I don't want to kill the server just for that. We'll just keep it around. If no one joins, then it basically hibernates and takes up no CPU usage. So, Eagle, you have a question. I gave you talk power, I think.
Yeah, you did. The question is, is there
Holy
ever...
Fuck.
Hey, Eagle, what? Eagle, you mic. You know where it is now?
I've
can you move it away, like,
2 centimeters
from
that is,
your...
That is
mouth.
Literally the furthest
yeah,
I can
better.
Put it, by the way.
That's good.
So, anyways, the question I was asking is there ever going to be another movie night? Because those were pretty fun to do.
Well, if is God is here? Is she working?
No. She's cleaning.
To organize. Well, you know, if Goddess basically contacted me and she said she wanted to do, like, activities and events and stuff, and we already had an event, for this month, namely the free-for-all. So she wants to do an event for next month. Well, she wanted to do an event that said, like, let's do it then next month, fine by me. So, since she feels like doing events, maybe you should pitch that to her?
I ain't bitching to no one, the fuck.
Pitch, not bitch.
Pitch, with a P.
Yeah, I have an accent too.
Pitch, sorry. Bitch, pitch, what, whoa.
As goddess, pa, pa, if she pa, wants pa, to organize that. Or if you want to organize that, I mean...
No, I can't do that shit.
Big deal. So yeah, I don't know.
I'm ego, immature.
So, as goddess, maybe if she wants to do it, or if there's still an issue, I don't care if they really want to be in here, as long as they're not banned from the server war theft.
Don't worry about it.
I don't care that much. Anyway, so yeah, but you can pitch it to goddess, or if it still doesn't happen, remind us next meeting, or PM me, or like make a forum post about it or something. I mean, if you guys really want to hold a movie night, you can be like on... go on the forums and be like, hey, let's watch this movie, and everyone's like, yeah, cool, let's join cinema. But then apparently cinema doesn't support streaming websites anymore, so I guess you'll have to watch an old movie from YouTube or something.
I mean, it's for...
If y'all ever want to have a movie night, you can just ask one of us at Staff Plus to start an announcement on the group and everybody will see it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Nobody likes me. That's the problem.
Okay. Hey. Great. Any other questions about this? No questions? No questions? Okay. So, some people had some things to say about free-for-all server. I mean, the one that is not listed, but basically is running for the event, which we might keep around if a lot of people play on it and if the event is successful, which so far it has been. Basically, people seem to like it. So if someone has a question about the server, raise your hand. Be like, raise hand. Okay. With talk power, I think.
Oh no, they want the rifles.
Well, at least within the event. No, because that would be unfair to people by now. So, and I don't think that will happen because people generally don't seem to like that. Me, personally, I would really like y'all, but... I mean, ESS balances it out by making it an expensive gun to get, and if you just pop up a menu, making it so people don't have to pay for the op or something, they can just get it for free, then the gun might become a little bit OP. But I'm not really not open for it after the event, but for as long as the event is running, we won't have the op or auto snipers.
Okay? If the op is added, it's basically going to turn into an op fest. 90% of people will be using it. So,
or they'll also be using the auto sniper.
True.
Okay, someone else, JT2K, because the hitboxes are kind of bad, take the skins off. Well, honestly, I actually put the skins on there because to me it's kind of confusing when, like, I run around knowing I'm a CT and then I see other people being a CT and then I wouldn't shoot at them. So I was like, maybe I should put on custom skins. So people are like, oh my god, I should just shoot everyone. I know it's kind of a small thing and I thought it would be kind of neat to have custom skins. But I guess that's true that custom skins have different hitboxes. So I'd be open to changing that later on. But yeah, later on. If we keep the server, which we're not sure about, okay? So Mars had a question too. Yes, talk power if you need.
So if we do keep the FFA server, shouldn't we like put like a timer on using? Well, that's dumb too, I guess. But like a timer on a weapon, so that way you're not just using the same weapon all over and over again. Or like themed FFAs.
How do you mean?
Like a theme, like, you know, like Scout Knife FFA theme, like plugin that has it so it's themed, and that way people aren't just not using the same gun the entire time.
You mean suggest to use another gun like CSGO?
Well, that's more for like a 1v1
Are you talking about, like deathmatch on CSGO? How it suggests it guns and like gets that, you more points?
Something like that, but in CSGO, you can use any gun in deathmatch, yeah. So... But if you, like, are worried about people using ops all the time, you should, like, make it, like, a op round or, like, op, rotation, whatever you want to do. And it just makes it so that people can't just use the same weapon all over and over again.
So, play with an op for 5 minutes, but then what if I don't like an op? What if I want to use an M4?
Well, then that's the problem that comes up. But then people are worried about using the same gun over and over again, and... spamming.
I know. Maybe it could be something that people can RTV for. I'm open to that. Like, if like, vote for a knife round, vote for a X-gun round.
That works.
Okay, I'm open to that. I'll put it on the list.
Can I add something?
Sure.
So I was working on a mod yesterday for the server, and basically we track death coordinates now, so at the end of the event or whenever I can be bothered, I'll compile all the data and then generate some graphs and like on a map of where everyone died the most.
Oh yeah, right, that's true. And Lee's planning on doing that. That would be interesting. Stats never heard, I suppose. So Drunk Monkey had a question. Someone gets infected. How do you mean? Grape Slushy, you don't seem to get rid of Saki Madden. So, Drunk Monkey, how do you mean? Explain it a bit better? No, it seems interesting, but I don't really get what you mean. I don't know, do you want to PM it to me sometime, maybe? Your idea? Doesn't seem bad to me, I just don't really get what you mean.
Sorry to interrupt, but, you know, like, do you have Bloodhound, Dodo? CSGO?
What?
Bloodhound, the Bloodhound token? CSGO.
Oh, cool, what you're talking.
So there's like random like...
It's a CSGO operation.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
There's like people who are picked randomly to like be this special terrorist that people all have to kill. I think that's something he meant.
VIP? Not just the VIP game mode.
Wait.
Okay, no, we won't be removing the menu. I know, I'll listen for a second. Okay, no other questions? Okay, Veritas, you had a question. Oh, is it about the spawn protection? Well, spawn protection, yeah, maybe, yeah, probably. I'll probably add that if you keep the server. Okay, Vanster.
So, I just want to know if there is gonna be a zombie escape server.
What?
I'm sorry.
I just want to know if there's gonna be in the future a zombie escape server.
Maybe, probably not.
Okay.
Why do you like one? Would you like one?
Well,
why would you
before
like
Jailbreak, I always played Zombie Escape, and I really liked it, and I would like to see EGN having a zombie escape server too.
Maybe, okay. I have an idea to pitch for you guys. What would you think about having a server that basically where you can not only RTV for the game, for the map, but you can also RTV for the game modes. And like all these little servers you want, you can put that on like one server.
And then we can play soccer.
Woo!
Yeah.
You shouldn't play games that suck, Shin.
Hey!
Yeah, okay. So, okay, sure. Then we'll do that. Okay. Okay. So now, are there any other questions about servers? Our game servers? Just about the server. Yeah, okay, Jima. Yeah, I gave you talk power.
Can you hear me? Oh, cool. Sorry, I didn't notice. I was just wondering if you would consider bringing back, like, free days. I missed the zombie free days. They were fun. On jailbreak, right?
Well, the thing is, they kind of break, like, the roleplay on jailbreak, don't they? I don't know.
Kind of. But they also break up the monotony a bit, too, you know? It's just nice and fun. And...
Do you remember Godzilla free days?
Nope.
No, that's... admin lost his admin because of those.
And that's the problem with them, because people come up with like these custom free days, and then it ends up after 2 months being, oh, CTs can shoot everyone free day. You know, and like, and some, and you know, there are a lot of disadvantages to this, because like rounds can be stuck like for the whole timer, because no one gets killed or something, because CTs don't want to rebel. I mean, I can see it's fun a bit, but...
If you directly translate the word free day into English, it becomes rebel day.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, Eagle. So, I don't know, I'm kind of happy with how it is now, and I think most people feel like that, so... Unless you, like, come to me with, like, a group of 10 people and, like, all message me, like, hey, Toldo, we really like free days. I think they're just staying. Okay. Well, it's staying how it is. Anyone with talk power, if you have a question, feel free to ask it.
Okay, so I got one. Because Rental Lover is having a shit fit right now. What are we doing with the DayZ server? Because I still have access to it, and I know that Rental Lover loves to play on it, and I know there's a few other people that still connect here and there. What are we planning on doing with that? I know you asked for the info for the server, for, like, updates and stuff, which Karn has the email and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, the thing was, I asked you if you wanted to run it, and you said, no, I don't really want to. So
the issue is with it, as I didn't have the control I needed, and I didn't have the time to go through all the small stuff. The small stuff is pretty much what brings the server down, like the spawning of the items,
sure.
It pretty much lags the server because the items keep respawning every so often until the server's lagging.
Okay.
I could never figure it out, so I just kind of threw my hands up.
I threw my hands up in the air sometime.
So, do you mean you want to run the server or not?
If I have access, I might as well do something to it.
You don't have access?
I do have access. Yeah, I do. If I have access, I might as well be working on it, doing something productive with it.
But the thing is, it has to be 100% or not. I mean, I just haven't gotten around to killing it. But since I asked you, I was planning on killing it. But I was keeping it around because I might, like... to do another server, and then it would be easier to not have to go to the thing and set up a new server, so I just kept it around. So, but I was completely planning on shutting it down. So that means, like, I'm okay with you running the server if you want to run the server. But the problem is that I don't really want you to run a server if you're not a server manager, and I don't really... Like, you have to make up your mind, basically. Either you want to run the server and to strive to make it 100% or
not. I'll try to bring it back.
Okay, then. Is that fine by you, Shenley? Since, you know...
Well, I mean, you're not a server manager. I could make you a server manager if you want.
Okay.
You said all the small things, so...
The problem with server managers is, I guess, if no one has a question about the servers, I can go straight into that. Or does someone still have a question about
I still have one.
Okay, Eagle, go for it.
Like, I've seen a lot of people ask for, as Chips is asking right now, is there ever going to be a prop hunt server again? Because we really enjoyed that shit back then, but it had to be shut down. Because I think Semi swapped it into the Stranded server at some point. And we really enjoy those servers. And as Simply Sound Syndrome had a serve deathmatch server on CSS before, I still remember Mitri, Grape, Grapist. Like, a lot of EGN members play on those servers because it was very fun to play together with people. And my question is that ever going to get put back into the spot, or...
Well, when we get that multi-game mode server back, we'll put Prop Hunt on there. And, like, my intention is to just, like, whatever is popular in that server, we'll just make a separate server out of that. Right? So if you really like Prop Hunt, just... When we get that other server, just vote for that a lot, and then that'll become a server, okay? I don't have anything against Prop Hunt, but... Just has to be populated. I really don't remember how populated it was back in the day. Okay, Mars has a question. Last question, right? Because I want to get into the new thing.
Why doesn't... So, since we have a trader on Gmod, why don't you just merge that with, like, a Prop Hunt plugin, too? I mean...
What?
Why don't you merge a Prop Hunt plugin on trader? I mean, on TTT. In Gmod.
That's Gmod and not CSS, and we're still like a core CSS clan, so I'd rather have it in CSS than in...
Oh well, in that case, never mind.
If Semi really wants to do that.
Prop more popular on Gmod though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And then with our TTT population being up and down, or most times up,
TTT is fucking popular right now. I don't see the
point. I think the problem would be that, yeah, it's kind of a big change, and I think people just leave again if I were to say, oh my god, you server managers, you have to make that be... I don't want to take the risk, basically, of losing everyone on the server right now, and I don't think people would like it. Like, I think most people that play on there now would just leave and find another server. So if we were to do that, we would have to create a new server, which brings us back to the original problem.
But besides that, I think it should be on mod if you are planning to put it on.
Oh, yeah, Prop Hunt for Gmod. Will
probably be CSS. Mm-hmm. I would highly prefer it on CSS. Yeah. So, any other questions? No? Great. Okay. Then I have actually. Well, if you really wanted to code it, you can make it so that CSS makes you able to hit E on an object instead of shooting it. So, I mean, I'd be open to having that made or making that or something. Probably not that big of a modification anyway. So, onto the new stuff, right? No other questions, please. If you really have a good question, ask it, but no other questions. No?
I've got one.
Good one.
For a jailbreak, an extra day that we could probably put in, if you're right with it. I'm considering asking if we could, could we do a riot day? I don't know if, like, riot day, if you know what those are, if you've ever played on a server that had it. Pretty much what it is, I don't know if you can get a mod for it, if you can get the shield or not, but usually
you
what
get
it
to
is.
The point.
The mod is pretty much the cell doors open on the start of the day, and pretty much the T's immediately rebel, and the T's kind of have, like, USPs and smoke grenades, and that's pretty much all you do, is the T's run and rebel, and you try to kill off the CTs before they can kill them.
That sounds like a war day where CTs can just shoot.
Yes, it is, but it's different.
Oh. I don't think that would be a good idea. So you need a plugin for it. You just have to give them smokes or something. Maybe down along the line, but I don't really see that being something important for us or I mean, it's quite a big effort for something people might not like. Jailbreak is a popular server, so... I mean, you can always just do War Day, right? So...
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a slight variation on it. Okay, so that's it. Mars, you really have another question? Better be good, or I'm shooting you.
Wow. Free kill?
Okay, last one. Could we, like, have ability, like, have, for example, for last request on Jailbreak, can we, like, just spawn any gun they want? Is there a reason why we took that off?
Took that off?
Well, change the rules so that you can only spawn in a map guns, like...
Is that actually a rule? Is that in the rules part?
No, I don't think that's a rule.
If that's not a rule, but it's just been enforced. I mean, I have never... like, for example, someone wants a shotgun, it's not on race.
Is it a rule, or is it something that
I have no idea. I just don't do it.
Just go by the rules. I don't care. Just go by the rules.
Okay.
I don't... whatever. Just go by the rules. If, I don't know, if someone complains that, what are people going to do? Complain that they got a gun? I mean, just, it's a small thing. I don't really care that much. Just as long as everyone is happy with it. I mean, if you know it's going to be risque, don't do it. If you know it's going to be okay.
Well, okay, that's why I was asking, because I'm not sure.
Yeah. Your judgment. If it's appropriate to do it. Well, but I don't have anything against the principle. Okay, so. Yeah, then don't do it. You don't have to do it. Okay? Great, yes. Wonderful. Okay, can you guys stop, like, spamming aimlessly? Thank you. You know what? We should really do a meeting where everyone who, like, spams even once, like, gets a perm ban from TeamSpeak. That would be so funny. So, first about the server, like I hinted a lot of times that we're gonna get a new server. But, the thing is that, so I guess I should say why first, like there's two reasons. The first one is, like I said, like the game files get corrupted. And the second reason is that our current server is a managed Windows server, right? That means that Windows is not optimal to run games on, like you can get more performance at the same server running Linux, and it's managed, which means that historically it's been better for the client that it's been managed because it's easier, but it also allows you like less control and stuff. Like, for example, now I cannot know how much CPU usage is going on, like right now. I can't know that. I can only look at like a 5-minute graph, which basically tells you nothing. So, and those things are really important to me, and I think it will be important in the end for our clan to have something we can look into detail over and like have final control about. So that's why I don't want to get a managed, like I don't want to have a managed server anymore. And the problem is that if we switch to a non-managed server with NFO, we lose our IPs. So basically like the way people connect to our server, they would have to enter something different. That's why it's been saying like DS1 .elevatedgaming.net, yeah, for Jailbreak, for example, because we can control what IP that links to, so we can keep that always the same. But people that still have Jailbreak saved as IP, they would lose that. So basically, because even if we were to go with an unmanaged NFO server, we would lose our IPs. I looked into all of that, and like, I'm not particularly fond of NFO, like, they're not the worst either, by far. But there's, like, another company I would prefer, and that has better value for money, but which would be, well, more expensive, basically. So the problem is that if we would change to them for a better server, and a better running server in general, then I would like to keep the server we have with NFO for a month to serve as a redirect to all our new servers. And we'd have to pay the extra upfront cost for that. And basically the only way we get more money is because of you guys for donations. So I really would like to have a brand new good server that doesn't lag as much and support more fancy things. So in the end, that you guys should gain by that. But to do this, we need to get at least like a donation spike, and then we need to get something like, we need to get some more donations than we get right now. So if people who have been going like, hey, you know, EJN is going fine, they don't really need my money, but I'm free, like, I can just like give them a donation, then, you know, that would be appreciated if you did give us those donations right now. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to switch the server over and then run the risk of running out of donations and then lose Steam and then have to close the clan down. I mean, that would be stupid, right? So it would be nice if I had some sort of certainty that the donations would be fine, okay? So I'm basically asking for more donations. You guys want to say something? Ben? Sloppy.
I'm sorry?
More donations.
Trivia is done.
Woo!
Grape slushy. Okay, grape slushy. That will be fixed when you get that new server. I just explained that to people. I think you were here too, that it's like an issue with the server host. Right? Just nice of you, Wolfie. Thank you. So, if you switch to the new server, like, I'd have final control, and if that happens, it's my fault, and I'd have to fix it. Okay? So, yeah, the new server. That's really something I really want to get, basically. Like, and I think you guys will really benefit from that. So, yeah, it would be nice if we could get that support. So, if there's any questions about this, I need to ask them, but I don't think there will be any, but still. More questions? Okay, great. So, please guys, support us in this, thank you very much. I don't know if I should believe that rap or not.
No. It didn't happen.
I didn't think so. So, the new thing. Oh, okay. Something else on the list was ban reports. Just in general, not only ban reports, but I would like to make sure that the admins that have admin anywhere on the server know that the rules apply everywhere, okay? Apparently, TTT lace people when they do something wrong or something. I will fully admit that I don't really know what that's about. The thing is, I asked someone and they said, no, we don't verbally warn them. But they told me that act as a warning. I was like, surprised. Oh, I was like, oh, I didn't know we decided that acted as a warning. So, yeah. Well, when? I never heard anything about that.
A lot of the moderation that's always been done on the TTT server in the way that it has been done was something that Karn sort of ended up deciding upon back when we had our older TTT server. Such as why people will never make ban reports for TTT. It's because Karn said not to.
Okay, then now you're making ban reports for TTT, and now you're giving people warnings. Because, I don't know, I don't have an oversight of that. And I asked Semi, for example, to hook TTT up to source bans, so all the higher ups have a better overview of what happens there, you know, because that's kind of our job, and if you're not able to do your job, yeah, we would.
Because if you're going to ban on Gmod, you ban using Gmod's controls, and I've told you this, Total. You do not ban using source bans, because it doesn't work that way.
We're getting source bans on
TTT. You can, but I don't see any sort of benefit to it.
I just told you what the benefit would be, so we're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should add the option to donate with skins.
Yeah, I'm working on that, but that's really complicated.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Okay, so, Eagle has a raised hands. I mean, I'm just saying, all the admin rules apply everywhere, so if you need to verbally warn someone, it's not only on Jailbreak, it's also on minigames, on, like, Horror, I don't know, like, Cinema, TTT, every server, okay? Just making sure that that's clear. I mean, I don't have to put it in the rules, because it already says that. That's the admin rules for every server, okay? Great, thank you. But, okay, one second. Eagle had a question. Well, he raised his hand, so...
So, you guys been talking about putting TTT to the source bins, right? Like, I think it's actually a good idea, because you could actually see the IP and all that stuff from the person you're trying to ban. Could make the ban reports. But the only thing is, if source bans goes down, no longer will be able to ban. You will no longer be able to ban. What the fuck is wrong with my English?
That's the same with any other AGN server, and we've never had
that.
Well,
yeah, but if you would not put it to source bans, then you could still remain the banning on a separated server, which is actually still playable from EGN. Off EGN.
It's an AGN server, though.
I don't really see how that stands, because jailbreak, if our website server went down, then, like, well, people would still be banned from jailbreak, because the way it works is, like, it's cached server-side. You just couldn't add new bans or unban people. So, like, it would still halfway work.
Are you talking about a source bans goes down?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Source bans doesn't cache it server-side. They only cache it server-side if you server ban them, using the server's command itself. That's why when our source bans went down a year and a half ago, all we could do was kick, and anybody who was banned was able to come back.
No, but they did update that. Like, I mean, it's... If the game server then goes down, then you lose, like, then you're in danger of losing ban list. But it tries to cache. But I've always said source bans is not that great, but it at least tries to.
The source bans is horrible.
Okay, well, I don't like source bans either way, because for now it's... But for now it's the best thing we have, so yeah.
I mean, there's also a tab in the TTT where you can actually look at who's banned, when they're banned, how long they're banned.
Yeah, but the problem is that you have to be on TTT, and it's not centrally managed through something like source bans. If TTT supported somehow, like, a connection between source bans, I would be all for using, like, the fancier Gmod admin, because I know it's fancier. And I don't have anything against that, but I think, like, it's more important to have all the bans in a certain central location that we can all see it and easily administer it. Because now, if, like, someone from TTT comes to me and is like, hey, Doldol, or no, like, makes an unban request or something and we approve it, then I have no way unbanning them without going on the server, where source bans would be easier, I can look it up more easily, I can link them to it. Whereas I couldn't do that with TTT, so because of all of those advantages, I prefer source bans over whatever TTT admin was used before, so. And I know Semi isn't here, but thanks for putting it on, Semi. Yay. Okay. So, next thing. Can you talk to Shenli about that? Okay, yeah, I'll make that the next thing. So basically, for the server managers, all the server managers are a team now. And they basically manage every server together. I talked about this with the server managers, well, at least the people who were server manager back then, and who actually attended the server manager meeting. Yeah, so with those people, I talked about it. And basically, every server manager is supposed to manage every server right now. And Shenli is kind of their leader. As in, like, I ask Shenli to do something, and Shenli asks someone to do that. Like, okay? So, I guess Shenli is kind of the go-to person if there's something wrong with the server for now. Okay, I did this because sometimes server managers go on LOA, and no one knows anything about the server. And, like, it's better to work as a team, then people can help with each other, and, like, we talked about this, we'll be doing it that way. I hope you guys will see an improvement because of that, and I hope there won't be any disadvantages to that, or, yeah. Okay, so just so you know, so now, it's not like Shenli manages minigames, it's like the server managers manage minigames, okay? So, yeah. That's great. Just so you know. And for the ranks. Okay. basically, for now, managers has been like kind of rank, kind of not. I don't know. Well, I do know, but it has been like a weird in between, and I'm making it so that, well, we're making it so that basically everything that is not rank will become a job, and server manager will become like a, I'm saying job. Sloppy, what were we going to call it again?
Positions?
Positions, yeah. We'll call it positions. Positions you get because you want to do something like that. So it'll basically just equate to maybe a group and a badge on the forum. So people know you're doing that and they can come to you if there's something with that. Okay? It'll still be that we basically tell you guys what to do, but it'll be your job to do that. Okay? I mean, it's kind of vague, but it's just instead of saying that there is someone as a events team person, it's their, like, oh my god, Sloppy, what was it again?
Position?
Position, yeah, right. So, okay, so, and managers will be positioned too. Okay, thank you. So, like, we'll be changing that to represent that on the forums. So all we're doing is basically give it a clear name and, like, put it all nice in line. Not a lot will change to anyone for that. Okay, so Goddess had a question. I'll give it talk power.
I actually have a few points to state out, and, I'm still getting into it, because I just woke up. So, the first point I would like to state out, did we talk about CSGO at all? About EGN investing in CSGO? Okay, well, that would be my first point. So, actually, I want to pull up the statistics here, because this would be a very viable option for EGN as a whole. So...
Well, if you're just asking us to go into CSGO, then yes, we're planning on going into CSGO.
And what servers are you going to create?
You'll
don't
say.
Know yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the statistics. Do you know about the
okay,
set
let's have
amount
a talk.
Of...
Well, we are in a meeting and everyone is here, so, like, you can talk about it, but if you can hurry up a bit, that would be nice.
CSGO has a set amount of concurrent users, and that peak was about 600,000.
I know it's second behind Dota on Steam, yeah.
Can you let me speak? Thanks. Well, currently it is about 477,000. This would be a dramatic step. So, being that Source is also popular, moving on to CSGO, I suggest would be Jailbreak and... Zombie Escape or Zombie Mod. As
okay,
far as mini
you.
Games goes, I don't think
no. Okay,
mini
I
games would
that.
Be a great first step.
So, Zombie
on...
Mod and what was the other thing you said?
Zombie Mod or Jailbreak, Zombie Escape.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, Zombie Escape will probably be more like the first thing we do because we already have a Jailbreak server. So your next point.
My next point would be that the events team and the news team. Will be started up eventually. They're just having a tough time because I'm the only one in them.
News That's... team doesn't exist.
Yeah,
we took that away.
The news team hasn't worked. We've tried for that.
Then why does the team still exist?
Blame Ganji. He's the one that gave her the rank.
Basically, no. You can, like... If someone wants to make news posts, I'm all for that. But we won't call it a team
it's not
until
super serious. It's just post shit.
Yeah, until there's actually like a really active like group of people that like posts like a lot of news posts and is onto it, onto because news is kind of really situational in time. Like it's news today, but not tomorrow. So if there's like a group of core people really actively doing that, then we'll like call them the news team. Sure. Well. People with a news job or news position. Ha, I remembered Sloppy. So,
okay. So,
yeah, so then we'll do that. And I told you this before Goddess, so I don't know why you're calling it a team.
You, yeah, I know. So, about the events team, you're gonna let me take the reins for after this month, is that it? So
well, I didn't say reins, I just you made that it can clear that people can make events, then sure. I said, like, if you want to do events, fine, goddess, you can do an event. We talked about it for next month, for example, and then we'll see how that goes. And if you do that nicely, then we'll let you do some more of them.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be just me that's organizing everything. It'd be great
well, if
to
you
have
need help,
a
you can
team.
Ask people.
I will, probably most likely.
But like I said, we won't be calling it a team unless it's actually working as a team. Not like we call the team and then it has to work as a team. It works as a team and then we call it a team.
All right. Now, I'm going to talk about a few points that go to the rules. Firstly, the different alias rule. Now,
we'll get to that later.
It's in the meeting. We should get to it now.
Well,
and address
you
it.
Told me that you were going to say the few points, and I said, fine, you can do that at the meeting because everyone is allowed to speak. But I did say that you should state them while we were on
well,
that
I would tell you my few points, but they're quite it's quite a length, a few paragraphs. Actually, a
well,
lot
yeah,
of
apparently, but that doesn't erase what I told you to do, or asked you to do, at least. So.
Well, you told me to state my
let's not
points.
Argue semantics here.
Arguing.
We're doing a meeting, goddess, and people don't want to sit here to listen to us bickering. So is there anyone, is there anything else that we already passed and you want to iterate on or something, or say that we were talking about? Then you can do that. And if I missed anything, you can do that at the end of the meeting. Okay, goddess? So, is there something or not? Then we can go on.
Actually, as far as points go, I think the rules would probably be the most important ones.
Okay, then we're not there yet, so... Great. Rules? As in undercover, what you mean? Yeah, okay. Do that later. So, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, actually, going anonymous was my next point. So, basically, yeah, it was really my next point. I've seen people going, well, apparently someone likes to go undercover, and that someone has said that other people like to go undercover. So to make sure there no one's admin has to be taken away or something, and probably Wartef disagrees, but that doesn't mean that it changes, is that basically, yeah, it's being explained again. I'm just making sure no one F's up and like claims that they didn't know, and that would be kind of bad. So basically, if you're an admin, you're not supposed to change to go off the server and change your name, or stay on the server and change your name, just to catch rule breakers. It's something only staff and above can do. No one else. Okay?
I have a question about that, Dodo.
Okay.
Can we as higher-ups authorize someone to do that, or is it strictly a higher-up
yes.
thing?
Yes. Basically, if you're staff plus, so if you think it's necessary, then buy a hat. By all means, you can go ahead and okay them to do that, okay? But then it's Shenli, if you basically tell that person to do that and then he F's up some way, then that kind of comes down on you and not on that person. You
Besides,
understand
you know,
that,
it's kind of hard to F up whenever you're somebody going undercover.
Yeah, but in case they do, you never
You'd be
know.
Amazed.
Okay, Shenli? And everyone
Sounds
else?
Sounds good, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, Goddess has a question on this, or like something to state on this, I think. Well, March raised his hand first, so.
So, yeah. What if you're going undercover, but not for admin work, but you're doing it to get a demo?
That's admin work.
Same thing, don't.
Oh. No. Never mind.
You're basically not supposed to change your name. I mean, I know we're not super strict on this, but I mean, it would be nice. Just don't try to hide who you are just to get someone to break a rule or to like catch someone in the act of breaking a rule. Just
I don't know,
be a member.
That one guy. That one guy who changed his name to CK.
Yeah, that well, one guy.
I'm sorry, Shen. Is there a problem?
No.
So, does anyone else have a question about this? Raise your hand if you do. No? I really thought Goddess would have a question. But okay. Yeah, thought so. Go for it.
Okay, so I'm gonna read off what I wrote. The rule stated that says admins members cannot go under a different alliance without permission from staff plus is absurd. And shouldn't be as mentioned as I was pretending it to be. So, such as going undercover to stop a rule breaker, this will stop flawed complaints and allow for more serious complaints to be handled appropriately. So, if I'm going undercover and I get reported on and I'm in the complaints section, what if there was a complaint before that that had to deal with a hack or something, and then the advisors look over that because I'm the newest complaint, right?
What? What is the question?
I'm confused.
It's me not too. A question. It's this point that's being stated.
Okay,
are there any other questions? No, this is part of the same topic.
But, like, if you state something, then we cannot reply to it, and you just finish stating something, so...
I'm gonna finish it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Let me also point out that in the occurrence of an issue being sent to a member, that member would have to get on the server with their current alliance, EGN, name, and show that they are on there. While this may seem reasonable so far, but there are a whole lot of repercussions that could happen at this point in time. The first would be, what if the rule breaker stops breaking the rules and acts normal in front of you? Since you have no direct evidence, making a report about it would be rather ignorant because you may have not seen the whole situation. So... in a sense, you pretty much just let a rule breaker loose on the server because you don't have the permission to go undercover just to deal with them.
Okay, if you feel that way, then you should contact a staff plus, and they might give you permission.
That's why
they might
said
do
at the
it
meeting.
For you. Okay, but that's how it is, and we're not changing it. Okay, I gave you personally. Yes, it is because I decide not change it. And I think most of the advisors and staffs back me up in that. If they don't, then they should tell me. And then maybe next meeting we'll change it. That doesn't mean you should go around to every staff and advisor goddess and make them change their mind. Because I think they won't like that. So, but sure. I'm just saying that you can ask them, but it'll stay like this for now. Okay? I mean, I explained to you personally why, and then if someone else is like, what, Dodol, this doesn't make any sense, you're acting like someone who has a really low IQ, then they can come to me and I'll explain to them in detail too. But I don't think most people want to listen to me explaining all of that in detail to you in the meeting now.
I think okay? It's because you believe in fairness and your
goddess,
bureaucracy.
I just said we wouldn't. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. So,
vote on recruits.
Well,
do it
now.
Oh,
just
yeah, you can now. Let me spam the link. Oh yeah. My god, too many links. Go vote. Vote it up.
I got my TeamSpeak bot banned because it spammed too much. So...
that's all I had. Vote on dem recruits.
I need to make a jQuery script. That automatically clicks no on everybody.
No, please. That's fine. Ah, whatever. So, in case you didn't know, guys, like, with all what's said here to, like, change on the server and, like, update and stuff, I'm, like, again trying to get people together to help me with programming and, like, ideally do all the programming for me because I dread him much, like, even though I really like coding, like, I realized it would be more efficient if I was just leader and then other people coded something, but so that's a long-term goal, but just if you're interested in helping us with coding for EGN, mainly Python, if you know anything about coding, you'll know what that means. Like, if you're kind of experienced in that, like, your help would really be appreciated. Those people that already contacted me, I contacted them back, and I will again with, like, an update in the future. Okay, so that's really nice, and we'll be working as a team for that, hopefully. But yeah. So anything else? Oh, yeah, okay. We will be changing... Well, unless all of you guys protest right now, we'll be changing how we basically give people admin.
I'm protesting. No, wait, no, go ahead. I don't know how we're going to do it, so yeah. Go for it.
So, lol. So basically, we won't be doing admin tests anymore because apparently people didn't like that. And I can see that. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a test for me, but the admins can be bad. And this is more like a tryout than something we will be keeping forever. Like, we'll keep it if it works. If it doesn't work, we won't keep it. But, like, from now on, basically, people that want admin have to go to a section, fill out a form requesting admin, state why they want admin and stuff, and then for now... The higher-ups and the existing admins will vote on them if they want them as an admin or not, with a motivation. And then, on that, we will decide if the person gets admin or not. And then, additionally, the donations will change. Like, we will not be requiring, like, a $10 donation, but a $5 donation a month. Forever. Like... And you can have admin on whatever server you want, like, as long as you, like, play on it. Like, it's not $5 a server, it's just $5 a month. Okay.
Doldo, you did something bad.
Apparently people don't like it. Why don't you guys like it? Okay, I will...
They don't like paying money.
Yeah, pretty much. Talk power, I suppose, but...
Uh-oh. Oh god, don't do it, it's a bad idea.
I'll, like, individually mute everyone. Just...
Before a shitstorm.
I would kind of like a civilized discussion. If you guys cannot do it, then, like, we won't have it. So, if I now...
I say something wrong.
If I now give everyone talk power, no one talks, okay? No one, please.
If you even say one word, it's over.
Yeah, basically. Someone thought that was funny in the background, I think. Okay, don't talk, please. Your channel was edited. Okay.
Now, Morgenstern, you're done, buddy.
Well, he didn't talk, so it's fine for now. So basically, whoever has something to say about that thing being a bad idea and has a constructive point as to why it's a bad idea and why we shouldn't do it, speak up now. And if you see someone else is speaking...
So,
first?
Oh, I have all... Okay, so I'm gonna go first, you know, because I'm... So, the fact that you're giving people power to vote on who gets to be an admin, isn't that sort of like favoritism? Because, you know, anyone could be a good admin or a bad admin, but it's just the first impression that people have given other people. For example, if somebody was being mean to, like, a lot of members, but they're really good admin, like, what's stopping you from...
That's why they would have to put in a motivation. Be like, I don't like this person for admin because...
Because they were mean to me in the meeting the other day.
Yeah, and I'll be like, okay, your vote doesn't count.
Okay. And then, the last thing I was going to say about admin is there a fear of why we're changing the admin system? Is like, has there been a flaw towards,
well,
people... Go ahead.
Okay, well, apparently people didn't like the admin test, and it was kind of screwed up by people, too, like, from the higher-ups. So, I mean, we've done this so many times, and I don't have time to invest in doing an admin test myself, I will admit that. Like, I'd like to do it, but I just don't have the time. I can't be leader, code everything, do everything, I can't do that. So...
I volunteer Kanji to do it.
Yeah, but no. Like, we decided we wouldn't do that.
No.
Well, it's nice to volunteer someone, but We won't be doing that, so we will be trying this for a while. I don't just want to blindly give out admin, so if the existing admins tell us what they think, and then give their opinion why, and like have their opinions be based on facts, then we'll Jimo listen to
them. Oh, I didn't get that clear. Is it admins voting for other admins, or is it the entire... Oh, okay, okay, never mind then. Fuck me, never mind. Forget everything I said. Okay.
No, I'm not, you're going not to have sex with you, yeah.
I will.
Jesus,
No, okay. I'm taking my word.
Jimmy can talk now. He's been asking for a while.
I'm taking my word. Get the fuck.
No, I just wanted to say, I mean, I think it's a good idea, Doldo. I think it's basically formalizing what we kind of do already. I know I've spoken to you about some admins you were proposing before. I think this would solve a lot of problems. I think it's a good idea. Just saying.
I agree. So, thank you, Jimmy. But basically, originally, it was like a $10 donation a month per server, and I mean, like, gave special terms to people with multiple admins and servers, and then, like, over time it became, like, not officially, yeah, basically it wasn't really enforced by the higher-ups at that time, and then, so, it became effectively a one-time $10 donation, but now we're basically changing it back to how it was, but you have to pay less. So, yeah. Because, I mean, the donation is there because we do want admins to help us out financially. Like, I won't hide that. But also because we would like you guys to commit. And if you're not going to be on the server and so don't care, you probably won't be giving $5 unless you do care, in which case you can get admin. And it will add more, like, it will add more severity to losing admin and needing to get it back and stuff. So, that's why we're doing this. So, Goddess also had a thingy to say about it, so she can.
I do. What's with this $5 a month? Does it count towards the admins that are already admins?
Okay, let's suppose that the admins that are already admins paid $10, so that means twice. 2 months. Everyone who is admin right now can be admin for 2 months.
Why is there, like, a subscription anyway?
I just explained that.
Holla holla good dollar.
Yeah, I don't think
it helps this transition. Admin,
yeah, I don't think that's actually gonna cut down your admins by a lot because
that's
love
fine.
You guys, but I'm not gonna pay.
The admins need to be cut down. We have way too many as it is.
Well, even then, you know,
well,
having a subscription,
actually,
you're gonna have like
10%. Let me solve a lot of this issue about wanting to pay. Very, very simply. Okay. We are a community. We are a somewhat large community. We have, about 6-7 servers. Not necessarily all of them are played on, but one of them is particularly always played on, and everybody wants admin for it. Oh, admin on Jailbreak. Oh, it's such a great thing to want. Besides the fact, you know, it kind of sucks. You realize that after you get it. But anyways, so we're a community. We pay NFO for our VDS, and that costs a decent amount of money every month. And so we have all these people in our community who love this community so much, want to have admin in this community, want to spend time in this community, but do none of them ever want to donate necessarily. Some of them do. There are people who donate for their channels every month, like Chips and Goddess do. Honestly does, to my understanding. But also, at the same time, why are we going to have people who are supposed to represent our community, people who are supposed to represent our rules, people who are supposed to keep people who go against those rules on our server if they're not willing to keep our servers alive? I mean, do y'all not want to have a community? Because if you don't want to have a community, then you should just stop donating, leave now, we'll have no more AGN. Or you can have admin, as you so wish, and pay $5 a month, which isn't much. So either have admin, pay $5 a month, community stays up, don't have admin, don't pay $5 a month, and no community at all, I have nothing to do for the rest of my summer. Or really next year or so. So I don't find $5 a month for an admin to be very much to ask for, unless you're somebody who, of course, doesn't have a job, such as myself, or per se. I don't believe Mars has a job, and Mars has admin. That kind of sucks for him. But for people who do, $5 isn't much. So simply put, if you're not willing to put $5 worth towards this community every month, you're not worthy of being an admin on our servers and upholding our rules and being a role model for us.
Can I also ask, I know people don't like admin school, but admin school is there for a reason. It's to keep immature people that are like 15.
Which is what the voting is for. And
15.
That's okay. Why we're having all. That's why now we have admin applications. So we don't have little 5-year-old admins come in here and cause issues like Mecker did. We don't have to worry about people coming in there and causing as many problems as they can if we choose our admins.
Well, shouldn't there still be some kind of qualification?
Without calling people names. I mean, we just had an admin test to root out people who weren't qualified for having admin. I mean, I'm not going to stay here, like, sit here and say, like, you have to do, like, a 1-year course to be able to admin a server. Like, it's not that hard, okay? Like, it requires some skill and some, like, logical thinking. That's mostly, like, something you can do or cannot do. It doesn't require a lot of knowledge. You just need to know the rules. So by that, I think, like, the test was there to just root that out. And if we can have applications with it effectively, I think that would be more suited than a test.
Okay, when will this monthly subscription take effect?
Next month. Starting next month.
So on the 1st of...
August.
Well,
August,
for the 7th and the 8th months, people who have admin now will still have admin. After that, it will be required to have a $5 donation every month.
Also, you don't have to pay strictly on the 1st. You have the entire month to pay. It's not like, oh, I have to pay on the 1st. We'll go in once a month and we'll see who all had donated in the past month and judge it by then. Such as, say, July starts... And we have all our current admins, and anybody who needs to pay. I'm not saying your current admins have to pay total, just said you know, but just per se. Nobody has that $5 on the 1st. Y'all can all pay it the fucking 31st. It doesn't matter. We're just going to go in and check it the 1st of every month, and anybody who didn't pay at all during that month will lose their admin. You can also donate for it back at any point during that month.
Hey, Warfeft, can we just donate like $100 and
have admin for 2 years? Repayment.
You can pay ahead if you
so
wish.
That's what people do.
I will advise against it, simply because if you do something wrong and lose your admin, we're not refunding you.
Well, basically everything is a donation, trying to help us out, so you don't refund the donation. But like, if you want to help us with $100, then that's fine. And if you want to count to having admin for 20 months, then that's fine too. I mean, but we don't require it.
Well, let's say you lose your admin in 1 month. What's like the cooldown for you getting admin again? Or is it just permanent?
That's case by case.
Situational.
Okay.
Like, Chips is never getting his admin back.
Hey,
Wait, stop, I'm fucking with you guys.
You're calling me
out
now?
It was a joke, stop.
And as for the fact of other people donating for you,
we have it so they can add comments to their donations, don't we?
Yeah, so I guess that would be okay.
Just comment you're donating for somebody else, or you want to split it this way or that.
I mean, Warthuff has donated for me for the next 12 months, and that will be, you know, $60, so, you know, it's good.
Just
get admin for a year.
Just, I got you, bro.
Just let's make sure you add it as a comment to the donation, so, like, no one will say afterwards, like, oh, yeah, but you didn't say it, and we already gave it for that. Like, if it's in the comment, then that's clear, and then there won't be any issues. Okay?
Great. As far as qualifications go, can there be, like, a set limit, so you have to be in the clan for at least a month before you apply for admin?
That was actually discussed.
Yeah.
Matter of factly, because that's how my old community did it. All of this were popping up actually from my old community.
Yeah, Warthuff suggested it.
That's why I sat here and preached about it.
Okay, well, I recommend it.
Well, yeah,
I like the idea of making people like wait, that. Too.
Yeah.
Hold and on, as long as you're paying for my subscription.
So, to be an admin, you just apply and then people vote for you now, huh?
Yeah,
well,
subscribe.
It's more like people say what they think about you. Yes, people vote to indicate how they feel, roughly.
Right. Also, I will mention the fact it's not going to be a poll like we have on our...
So you're...
It's not going to be a poll... let me say this real quick. It's not going to be like a poll like we have with our recruits who are being voted right now. Instead, you'll go in and you will post.
Oh, alright.
And you will post a plus one, a minus one, and that's how we count the votes. And then you have to post a reason as to why you want the person as an admin.
Alright.
Yeah, or why you don't want them as an admin. You cannot quote, because I will kick your
I don't know why
for
you were armory camping.
So,
what?
So,
sorry,
if
I'm being
someone,
admin
out. So if someone doesn't like you, that won't mean you don't get admin because of that. Like, He'll just come up with a bullshit reason, and we'll probably see that, and then we'll call him a liar, and then admins are not supposed to lie, so that person might lose his admin because of that.
Oh,
so
there's going to be a lot of
well,
problems.
That's the point in the end. We only want good admins. If that means, like, I'd rather have 5 really good admins than
calling me out
50 shitty ones. So
I'm calling you out, Mars.
Say I'm a shit admin.
Yes.
Wait. Any other questions about this?
I mean, to be fair, so this means that Karn and Dodo themselves need to pay $5, you know, because that's like...
Honestly, if I had a job, I would be paying, but I don't have a job, so...
Okay. Well, yeah, advisors and staff are immune from this and above. Haha.
That sounds really, really bad, though, when you think about it. Man, our staff plus who decided to put this on us don't have to do it.
Well, if you really want to look at...
You're like an asshole.
If you really want to look at input, like, we're all inputting a lot of time and effort, at the very least, into making this clan run. So, and it comes down to us when there are problems to solve them, even if they're financially. So, dead rep.
Also, to be fair, Sloppy has donated about $300 to this community, so I think he's paid himself off for a while.
So thanks a lot, Sloppy.
He's getting all of us, too.
So, yeah. Since I have a channel and I donate, however, it's like $10 a month, correct?
Five.
Five? Yeah. Well...
$10 a month for a channel.
$10 for a month.
Sorry, I thought you saw what happened.
So, since I know that it doesn't cost that much to hold the TeamSpeak channel up, but can we, like, split that for half admin, half channel?
No.
No?
It's $10 because people have asked me repeatedly and they really want one. I was like, okay, sure, if you really want the channel, fine by me. But you'll pay for it. Like, you'll have to contribute some for it. Like, I'm not saying here or sitting, like, oh my god, $10 for TeamSpeak channel, that's the best deal of your life. Like, no, I won't sit here claiming that, but people really wanted it, so I gave them an option. I don't want, like, 10 channels down there.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll donate next week. I'll put in $100 for this.
The reason why we price it so badly is because... It's not something we want to have happen, but if y'all wanted to have it happen, y'all can go for it, but you can pay our bullshit fee for it. Because there's like 6 people down here who are paying our bullshit fee, and they're enjoying paying our bullshit fee, and we're like, okay, we don't care, y'all get a channel, and we donations, we need those are good.
Yeah.
That's basically what Karn says. You can take that money and buy your own TeamSpeak server, if you really wanted to.
That's what I was getting at.
I don't think... Yeah.
But, I mean, the initial cost we originally had was, like, 30, originally, I think, and then it was 10 a month.
So,
people want to spend their money here.
Mars.
Kind of
had a question. I mean, it's all donations.
The only question I was going to have is, I realize that we're having donations now, and it's going to be more efficient for people, like, getting admin, but, isn't, like, the way we're doing this, isn't, like, increase of us adding more servers the reason of doing this as well, because you know servers costs a lot to manage
we don't rent a server as a server. We basically somewhere rent a computer and then we put the executables as the servers on that computer. Like, it's basically doing something in bulk and it gets us a better deal, so we just buy a better PC if we like. Well, we rent a better PC if we pay more, or, like, it's not, we rent an extra server. So, basically, like, more servers doesn't cost us anything. We just have to make sure that servers don't lag and stuff. And, like, for now...
Usage.
Yeah, that's the main thing. For now, like, we run on a server which is old and has a low clock... Well, technically, quite a low clock speed. And that really, like, a CSS server can only use one core. And that means that even if we have a 6 core and put only one server on it, it will just like load one core to max 100 and then the 5 other cores will sit idle there. So we don't get anything from that. We should basically just run 6 servers because we don't gain anything from it. What
also,
we do gain from is having a really good and fast CPU.
Oh, okay.
Also, isn't it our box isn't solely ours, we share it?
Yeah, and the server we would
There's
change
like
2
or 3 other people on it.
Yeah, it would not be like that. So we'd basically run the PC and not have it be virtualized. So we ran the complete PC. Yeah.
There's some other huge community that shares it with us. I can't remember who, but they if half the time our servers go down, it's because they're getting DDoS. it sucks true. A lot.
So I gave people talk power. They can ask a question.
I have a question.
Squirrel. Yeah.
If I want to report someone, where can I do that?
Complain.
We're getting feisty in here now.
Section. On the forums. Ask an advisor or staff. They'll link you. Okay. So, anyone else? Ooh. Wait, it was Eagle. I'm sorry, Eagle. I'm sorry. Talk power granted. Yeah, go for it.
I have two questions, to be honest. Like, I've been recording this whole time, and I was like, wait, am I actually supposed to be recording this donation kind of shit?
Yes, yes, just record everything. It's not a secret.
And, my other question was, like, you know, this August, I have a summer vacation job, and then I'll be making money. Can I, from that point, can I just donate, like, let's say 100 euros, that's about 90 bucks, I think?
We already went
or 110 bucks, whatever,
for
the entire year that I'm admin?
Ego, we've already said this, mate. Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid, okay? Jeez.
Okay. No.
Leave me
yes,
alone.
You can.
No, you can.
Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
Go. Yeah, Jima has a question, apparently.
Yeah, so this is back on Jailbreak. I don't know if it's appropriate to ask it now, or do you want me to wait?
I don't have any other things, I think.
Alright, so I'll try and make it brief. So my, I guess, assertion is that prize trivia is a random game and should be refusable, but it's not. I was wondering if we can make prize trivia refusable.
Complain to Warthaft about it. He changed the rule after vote.
Warthaft, I'm complaining to you about it.
We're getting a new type of trivia soon, so yeah.
Are we getting a what?
We're getting a new type. Oh, we're getting the trivia plugin anyway soon.
Oh, but I mean, it doesn't change the fact that prize trivia is a completely random game. You know, you don't know what the prize is, and very often it's death, and sometimes it's not.
Wait. Well, we're saying that it's not refusable, and it should be, right?
I think it should be. In its current state, it should be refusable.
I think the best thing to do really is to make a big forum post about that and state exactly why you think it should be refusable.
Okay, I can do that.
I think so. That would be the best. Thank you. Okay, yeah, well, we're at the end of the meeting, so people that have questions can just ask them. They all give right. You talk power.
Daldo, it's an off-topic question. If you were given $1 million, what would you do with it?
Invested into the housing market, I think, or shares.
Awesome.
The fuck? Probably didn't expect that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so no other questions about anything? Morris has a question.
Never mind, this is gonna be a funny joke.
Go for it. I'm typing anyway.
Oh, okay. I was gonna be like, we strip for the money to, you know, support our admin.
Wow. Don't pull a mecha on this, please.
I'm done. I'm done.
Top kick.
Look, shut up. Rena, please.
I just wanted to say hi. So hi.
Yeah. Wait, hi. You know, I'll just give everyone talk power again. Please don't spam. We're still doing questions.
Eagle,
kicks will be
you
made.
Shut up.
Yes, kicks and bans will be done. And
I think I'll just do it for the bans.
Okay, go for
okay,
it.
Oh, hi! Will vote kick ever be a thing?
Yes.
It was.
Will it be a thing?
It's shut down right now.
It will be a thing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of
can you find out, like, the first time I ever joined this, like, TeamSpeak?
No, we can't.
Damn.
You can. You should keep logs on client site.
Wait, who said that?
Drunk.
I think the TeamSpeak app has it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay $5. Yeah, no.
No, I can load it up on my iPhone now. Give me a minute.
Wow.
Well, honestly, if we really wanted to, we could delve into the logs and find that. Yeah, that's true. But I don't think anyone wants to do that. So, maybe someday. Not today. It is not this day.
Some magic conch shell response.
Sorry, but we have a lot of work.
Mars, go admin.
Sorry, Dad.
I am admining!
No, it's okay. So, any other questions? Better.
Can someone please explain to me why Caboose is such a butthead?
Because he's a staff member.
The way I am.
Killer Caboose is above Dol Dol.
He's staff.
So, honestly, no other questions?
Nah.
Dol Dol, do you still love me?
Okay, then the meeting is over.
Can
it would be nice.
Music?
Wait. Actually, the meeting is not over yet. Is Mojo in here? Damn. No. I'm looking for people. No, they're all not in here. Okay, fine. Never mind then.
I want Rokus to give us a speech.
Would be nice if the higher-ups couldn't leave yet, because someone wants to ask you something.
To the dark room?
Today.
Mobile?
Well, I don't know. I think we should have an after discussion, too.
Rokus needs to give us a keynote speech.
The after party.
Yeah, well, we'll be having a private after party. Well, Rory, apparently you have to change your photo.
Hey, Monkey, I think I've worked it out.
Yeah?
It's not okay.
The 22nd of the 6th.
Scully said no to it.
No.
That's not better.
That's definitely not okay. Change
where am I looking?
That is worse.
First stop.
Rory.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Okay. Mine's questionable, but goddamn.
Okay, nope. Well, then the meeting is over, guys.
Nice reading.
That was questionable.
Yeah, meeting. Since I'm higher up, do I get to stay in here too?
Wait, if I want someone to play outro music, can that happen?
Wait, I think Cammy had a question.
No,
it's my favorite song.
What the fuck?
Oh, never mind.
Oh no, she was just saying, why does she have
that?
Why does he have that?
No other questions, because I thought I had someone.
Yeah, I had
one.
My avatar,
play some
okay,
outro
now.
Music?
No other questions. Okay, wonderful.